Minister, I want to draw your attention. The GRA, in the last week, have issued a very serious statement in Donegal. They're concerned about the staffing issues in the county, where Gardaí, based in rural areas, are being drafted into Letterkenny, the main town in the county. Now, in fairness to them, for operational reasons, they haven't identified the locations, but they're saying that there are some rural Garda stations where there are no Gardaí now operating there. They've been drafted into Letterkenny, and there's clearly a massive issue. They're also stating that in some parts of the county, Garda numbers have been reduced by 25%. So I'm asking you to take a look at the situation in Donegal, to talk to the Garda Commissioner about what's happening there.
Deputy Lawler, quickly.
Minister, thanks very much for the fact that we're recruiting Gardaí once more. But like my colleague, we would have met with the Deputy Commissioner in the past to stress the importance of Gardaí numbers in Kildare. The lack of, while the resources are just sufficient at the moment, there are a stretching point, and there has been a lot of retirements, and we seem to find it difficult to get Gardaí to be able to transfer into Kildare region, because each Garda division seems to hold on to their allocation. But I would appreciate, Minister, if you could look, when you're talking with the Commissioner, to strengthen the viewpoint that my colleagues have made with regard to the number of Gardaí and the allocation of Gardaí, particularly in the Kildare area.
Minister, thank you.
Well, you know, the key point I would make in relation to the points that the deputies are raising is that clearly the economic situation that we inherited had the impact that Gardaí were not recruited. I mean, that is the bottom line. And so the situations that have been outlined by the deputies was a direct result of the economic situation that the country found itself in. Now, the reality is that due to the actions of this government, we are in a better, far better, but more work to do, economic situation at present. That has allowed this government to take the decision to begin recruitment again. The first recruitment since 2009. I'd emphasise that. The first recruitment since 2009. We've already recruited 200 extra Gardaí. Another 100 will start in Templemore. And the situation will be kept under review, depending on the number of Garda retirements and the needs of an Garda Síochána. So in terms of, I could speak to different areas, and clearly deputies will be particularly sensitive to the situation in their own area, but the overall situation is being improved by the recruitment of new Gardaí. That means that the Garda Commissioner can take the kind of operational decisions that the deputies from County Kildare, deputies Durkin and Lawler, are highlighting, and also the point that you make yourself, Deputy McLaughlin, in relation to your area. Clearly, the best operational decisions can be taken by the Garda Commissioner if she has more resources at her disposal. And I've already said we're examining the IT requirements of the Gardaí as well, because what we want to see is more efficient deployment of the resources that we have. And I have the support of Minister Howland in relation to looking at the technological needs of an Garda Síochána, which have been outlined by the Garda Inspectorate. And all of these actions are designed to ensure that we have more effective policing in every county in Ireland.